And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Larry Noble found out that it was Mary who had arranged with their good friend, the playwright Tom Bryson, to send for him in Hollywood, he went at once to get his plane reservation for this very night. But now that he's back at the hospital, where Mary is slowly recovering from the burns she suffered when Claudia Vincent hurled acid in her face, he would like to give up the trip and remain at his wife's side, if he didn't think Mary really wanted him to go. Now, for several minutes, neither of them have spoken. And then...
Well, honey, if I want to get a bag packed and check out of the Green Room Club and still catch my plane, I'd better get going.
Yes, darling. I understand. You'll write to me, won't you, and let me know how you're getting along?
Well, of course. All the details, whether you're interested or not.
Why, you know I'll be interested. I'm anxious to know what kind of picture they want you for, and if it's something you'll be excited about. And...
I'll be excited about making enough money to pay off some of our debts. That's one of my two reasons for accepting the offer.
One of them? What's the other?
Can't you guess, honey? Or do you think I'm entirely stupid?
Larry, I don't understand.
Oh, never mind, sweetheart. Whatever you want, I'm going to try to arrange for you to the very best of my ability. I won't forget that I owe my very life to you. Know that you wouldn't be here in this hospital bed if it weren't for my stubborn insistence in bringing Claudia Vincent into our lives.
That's all over and done with, Larry. I don't want you to blame yourself for that anymore.
I'll go on blaming myself until the day you're entirely well and back to your old self again.
Dr. Allen says I'm doing far better than he expected.
Great. Keep it up, sweetheart. And remember, my thoughts will be with you every minute that I'm away, in case it makes any difference to you.
Larry Noble, why are you talking like that?
Oh, it's all right, dearest. Pay no attention to me. I've got to run now or I'll never make it. You take care of yourself, my love, and leave the rest to me. I swear I'll do everything I can for you from now on.
You always have, Larry. Please don't worry about me. Be a big, shining success so that I can be proud of you.
Goodbye, honey. I'm the one who's proud. And don't you forget it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Noble.
My fault, nurse. I'm sorry running into you like that.
It's all right. I'll have the orderly take care of it.
Well, I'm sorry all the same. If I weren't in such a rush, I'd offer to help, but I have barely time enough to pack and make my plane to Hollywood. Just be sure to take good care of my wife, Miss Clark. I'm counting on you.
I'll do my best, Mr. Noble.
Yes, I'm sure you will. Goodbye. I've got to run now.
Well, he is in a rush. What happened, nurse? Oh, I was bringing you a glass of milk, and as he pushed the door open, it crashed to the floor. Oh, what a shame. It doesn't matter. The orderly will clean it up, and I'll bring you a fresh glass from the pantry. I don't believe I want anything right now. But it's time, Mrs. Noble. And Dr. Allen said you must keep up your strength. I know. Later, perhaps. If you don't mind, I feel rather tired. I believe I could sleep. Would you mind leaving me alone for just a little while?
Why, no, of course not. Here, just let me fix your pillow a bit. Let down the head of your bed.
Oh, it's fine, just as it is. Please don't bother. I'd rather be alone. Just for a few minutes.
Just as you like. I'll be right outside.
Nurse Clark picks her way carefully through the broken glass and gives word to the orderly. Then she goes to the desk down the hall where the floor nurse is sitting, and we hear...
Well, I give up. I'll never try to understand anybody again.
Well, what is it, Miss Clark? Something about your patient? She hasn't taken a turn for the worse, has she?
As far as I can tell, Mrs. Noble is getting along famously, Miss Lowry. I just hope this doesn't set her back.
Well, what's happened?
I thought he was the most unselfish, devoted husband in the world. I've been thinking how wonderful it would be to have a man like that sit at your bedside. And all the time it was just acting, play acting.
I wish you'd tell me what this is all about, Miss Clark. You're talking in circles.
No wonder. Remember how I told you that Mr. Noble was constantly at his wife's bedside mm-hmm. ever since they brought her in here with those awful acid burns?
Well, yes, of course. We've all been noticing. I think it's sweet.
Well, right now, guess where he's headed.
I wouldn't have the least notion.
To Hollywood, that's where.
Hollywood, California?
Of course. He's flying out tonight. He just left a minute ago.
Well, what do you know about that?
I know that it's utterly disgraceful. When he pretended to be so devoted, so attentive, and so worried about his wife. And then what happens? He takes the first chance he gets and goes clear across the country, not giving his poor wife a thought.
Isn't that awful? And she wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for trying to help him. There just doesn't seem to be any gratitude in the world anymore, Miss Clark. And that's a fact.
I'm inclined to agree. Oh, poor Mrs. Noble.
How is she taking it?
She doesn't say a word. She's very brave, but I can tell her heart's breaking. She could hardly talk when she asked me if I'd leave her alone for a few minutes.
Oh, it's too bad. I do think he might have waited a bit longer, Miss Clark.
And I thought he was so perfect. I even thought that she was the one who was inclined to flirt with other men.
Uh-huh.
After all, those dozens of red roses appeared one day in that sentimental card signed Rupert.
Well, that's the famous Rupert Barlow that's been in all the papers. The terribly rich, good-looking man that's supposed to be in love with Mrs. Noble. You remember.
Oh, of course. But after what I saw tonight, Miss Lowry, I don't blame her one bit if she does flirt with other men. Poor thing. I wonder if she'll ever be able to attract anyone like that again. Wouldn't it just be a crime if her face was scarred and her husband was running around all over the country not paying a bit of attention? You'd think it wasn't his fault she had that acid thrown at her.
He ought to thank his lucky stars that Mrs. Noble took the trouble to find evidence to get him acquitted. He might have gone to trial and been found guilty of murder if she hadn't found that evidence to convict Claudia Vincent.
Oh, that one. I hear she's gone absolutely out of her head.
Oh?
They put her in a mental institution. Well, all I can say, Miss Lowry, is that you can't tell anything about theater people. They all do just the opposite from what you expect.
Oh, there's number 7 again. I'll have to see what she wants.
And a short time later, we find Larry Noble getting out of a taxi in front of the Green Room Club in Gramercy Square.
There you are, driver. Keep the change.
Hey, Larry! What's the rush?
Oh, Lester Jordan. You're just the man I want to see. Come on up to my room with me while I throw some things in a bag. I haven't got any time to spare.
Well, where do you think you're going in such a hurry? Are you skipping out of the country? Have they caught up with you?
Oh, never mind the smart talk, Les. Come on, we'll take the steps. It's quick.
Wait a minute, Larry. I'm no longer a sprinter, you know. I don't understand the reason for all the haste. Well, it's not your wife. She's not worse.
No, no. Mary's doing fine. I'm leaving for Hollywood, that's all.
Hollywood? When?
Just a few minutes. He'll let me unlock the door.
All right.
Come on in, Les. I want to ask you to do something for me.
Oh, sure thing, Larry. Anything at all.
Well, this isn't anything sensational like the help you've given me before. Putting up the money for my lawyer and advancing money to Claudia Vincent so she'd hang around to testify at the trial.
Now, look here, Larry. I've told you to forget that until you're back on your feet again. There's no hurry. I know you're good for the money and so do the others here at the club. So forget it.
I'm not going to forget it, Les. And that's one reason I'm on my way to Hollywood. I'm going to accept that picture offer Tom Bryson wired me about.
When did you decide all this? I thought you swore up and down you wouldn't leave New York as long as Mary's in the hospital.
Changed my mind. Matter of fact, she's the one who persuaded me. I'm leaving on the 10 o'clock plane.
Yeah, it doesn't give you much time, Larry.
No, I know it. Now, what I want you to do is this. Keep an eye on Mary and let me know how she seems.
Oh, well, glad to, Larry, if it's all right for her to have visitors.
I think it's all right. Old friend like you, Les.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, call Maud Marlowe, will you?
Huh?
She'll be on the stage right now at the theater where she's playing, or I'd try to reach her. Tell her about this sudden decision. And also tell her to keep in touch with me.
Sure, you can count on me, Larry.
Maud knows Mary as well as anyone, and she's been right on the job from the start, so just explain to her that this is a last-minute decision.
I will.
I hate like the devil to make the trip less, but certain things have come up I can't very well explain. But this is what Mary wants. I wouldn't be leaving if I weren't sure of that.
Look, Larry, I'm not questioning your decision.
No, look, just believe me when I tell you it's all for the best. I don't know how long I'll be away, nor how much of a picture this thing will turn out to be. I haven't any of the details. But I'll just have to take a chance.
Hmm.
If things work out at all well, I ought to have some money in the bank in a few weeks' time. Anyhow, I hope so.
Well, here's luck, old boy. Say, are you giving up your room or what?
Yes, I'll check out.
Hmm.
I don't know when I'll get back, so it's no use keeping it on. Well, guess that's everything. Now, if I can get a taxi to get me to the air terminal in time. So long, Les, and don't forget to keep in touch.
Don't worry, and good luck.
Thanks. I could use a little, now that everything else has gone to blazes. So long, Les.
So long, Larry.
And be sure to call Maud Marlowe at the Playhouse. Tell her I'm not running out. Tell her to ask Mary why I'm going.
Larry Noble hurries down the stairs, carrying his suitcase and going quickly to the door on his way to the coast, at what he believes to be Mary's wish. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.